We're up to Simen Zaynu, Simen in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Zaynu, it's on page Mem Ches. Anyone needs their more copies over here? It's on the first page of the handout, page Mem Ches. Hilchos Birchas HaShachar Bo Ches Si'ifim Achar La'asoik B'divrei Soira. Person makes the bracha, Asher Kedishan B'mitzvah Sevitzkonu La'asoik B'divrei Soira. Then you say the Ha'arevna, Hashem Elokeinu Estivrei Soira Secha Mefinu. So the question is, v'harevna, is that a new bracha, or is that part of the bracha?
Yeah, of course.
Or is that the bracha of lasok b'divrei sar? L'may nafkamina? First page. It's a new handout.
No, it's second edition.
Do you make? Do you answer amen after the after? If you're in shul, you're listening to something like the bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu lasok b'divrei sara. Is it proper to answer amen? When do you ever have this? You have this in Shavuos. So they make all the brachas. So do you answer amen? So the answer is no. You do not answer amen. Because, or at least that's how we pass it. He brings down a different opinion over here, but let's see. Achar the bracha la'asok b'divrei sara yesh machloikes sapoiskim im hashemeya ya'ane amen olo. Should one who is listening answer amen? It's not the end. Ella v'haref. When you continue to say v'haref na Hashem Elokeinu Estivrei Soirascha, that is part of the bracha. Gam kein nimshach lemala. V'akol hu bracha achas. V'al kein ein la'anos amen. V'yeshayimim dikan hu sima bracha. And v'haref na hu bracha achacheres. And by the way, notice the gears of the kids Shulchan Aruch is v'haref with the vav. Right, so I don't even know the difference. I don't even need to say it by heart. Listen, Ashkenaz and Svart. So, which one says with the vav without the vav? I think Ashkenaz has the vav. Svart does not have the vav, right? Nusach whatever.
Ashkenaz
has the vav. Ashkenaz has the vav. If I'm not mistaken, Nusach Svart does not have the vav. Okay, it doesn't make a difference. That's a separate issue. With Shrichin Lanus, I mean, for some say they know it's separate. The second opinion. He says over here something very controversial. This opens up a very big issue. The Mishnah Brura consistently disagrees with this. I mean, not consistently, but Bederach Klal, he doesn't like this. This is only a very big bidyavid in other areas of halacha. Ulechein, the solution is the one that makes the bracha should not make the bracha out loud. Don't let someone else hear your bracha because you're putting him in a no-win situation. On the one hand, to answer amen, you should answer amen, it's the bracha. On the other hand, it's not really in the bracha. It's amen yisoma because it's not part of the, it's not in the bracha. Therefore, the ideal thing is you should not, that he should not hear v'yavo lidei safik and come to a situation where there is a safik if he should make the bracha. Now, let me just give you some other examples. We have this issue with this with the debate. The bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. We now allow to be mafsik ben geula letfila. So, what is the shliach tzibur supposed to do? So there are poskim. It's a legitimate opinion is that the shliach tzibur Baruch Ato Hashem Goal. He's supposed to
undertone.
You should not put the tzibur in a position where they're going to hear. Where they're going to hear you say, and they can't answer amen. Because how can you not answer amen? But you can't answer amen. You're putting them in a bad situation. You should lower your voice. On the other hand, many poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, do not like that. That's not right. If you're supposed to say a bracha, nothing to be embarrassed about. Oh, but there's a problem. Your friends are being put in a situation where there's a problem. The solution is they have an obligation to conclude their bracha together with you. So you conclude Baruch Ato Hashem nice and loud with a lot of pride, Goal Yisrael, and every single person in the shul should come on time, come to davening on time, answer the Baruch on time, and follow along with you. And when they come to Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael, they should recite those words together with you, Mila B'Mila. And then you do not answer Amen after your own bracha. Generally, we learned yesterday the exception. There are exceptions only by Yishtabach and after Hallel. And what was the third exception? After Yishtabach, after Hallel, And now Shomer and after Marv, Shomer Mois Shoload, because there the Gula Tefillah is not as Chomor by Marv as it is. By Marv it's not the same degree of Gula Tefillah by Marv as it is by Shachris. But in this situation, Gual Yisrael, let the people come on time. And that means, but there's inevitably going to be a person in Shul that's going to come late, that's not going to be up to, he's going to be in this awkward situation. That's not your problem. It's a very important principle in Halacha. In Halacha, you have to do what's right. You're not mechuyev, and you're not even allowed to take into consideration people that are not following the rules. That's a perversion of halacha to go say, "Oh, I'm going to go break the law." Chatei b'shvil sheyiske chaveiro. So Gemara, we tell a person, we want you to do an avera. Do an avera. Because by you doing that, someone else will derive benefits. There are many applications. So what's the broader application? You're coming to shul. Let's say you're davening in shul. You have 100 people davening shachris. It's a very popular minyan. Right? It's the fastest minyan in town. So everyone comes to the shul. Mitzvah Shabbos, early Zman, they daven Marif. They daven 40 minutes after sunset. Wow, 40 minutes? You'll be packed. You're going to have a mamash and you're not going to have food to breathe. Everyone wants to daven. Oh, but you're wearing it. But you present yourself as being... Now I'm Mitzvah Shabbos. I won't do Malach until 72, but I want to finish as soon as possible. Right? So... But if you're going to do this min, you're going to say loud, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, the way you're supposed to say it, there are going to be people that are not up to speed, and they're going to be in an awkward... They're going to be in an awkward situation. So what? Too bad for them. You got to do what's right. Let them suffer. That's halacha. But the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, at least here, is not going with that. Okay, every situation is different. He's saying here you have another awkward situation. He's making the bracha of a harev asher kedushan b'mitzvot to last suk b'divrei sara v'harev na. This is a very awkward situation. Machlek zaparsim. What do? Say it quietly. So you could extrapolate, and they do extrapolate. Okay, we'll come there later on. We'll get to the Hilchos Tefillah, Goal Yisrael. What do you do by Goal Yisrael? Just like here, you're saying it quietly. If you say it quietly, that's not ideal. You're embarrassed. Or you're embarrassed to acknowledge, to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you the Torah. Is that the right thing to do? He says, yeah, it is. He says, in this situation, it is. In order not to put your friend in an awkward situation where he does not know if he should answer Amen or not. Where else we have this example? I have a rabbi. Do you end off with the shots, or do you go and you say it in an undertone? Machloikas haposkim. Some do, some don't. Where else you have this? Well, this is by tefillin. When you make the bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah al mitzvahs tefillin, do you make a bracha amen? Big problem. The one that puts on the tefillin himself has to say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olamoykos Baruch Levatola. Even for yourself, that's the most bizarre thing in halacha. That's what we'll get to later on. You make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin. What do? So even you yourself are making a bracha that's a safek, and you have to say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olamoykos, because maybe it's Baruch Levatola. So for your friend to answer Amen, you're also putting him in a bizarre situation. So you are supposed to. And this everyone agrees. If not mistake, even Mishnah Berurah agrees, you're supposed to make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin in an undertone, where your friend does not hear you make that bracha, not to put him into that situation. So, yesh v'yesh, every situation in halacha, never generalize. Every situation in life, never generalize. Every situation is unique, it's different, you cannot extrapolate from one case to the next. So let's see. What?
The Sefaradim doesn't say.
They don't make the bracha at all. The Sfaradim do not make the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin at all. You don't make the bracha, right?
No.
Only one bracha. Like the Mechaber, like the Rambam, Sfaradim. But what about us Ashkenazim? We come from different parts of the world. We come from different parts of the world. And here we are, we're sitting together, young Israel of Midwood. Look at that. You see what happens in this world. Everyone is a big challenge. Like you'll see. Bays, next.
Something we used to start the Shmona Esrei before they would finish saying
a the shots. Why? Because they can't keep up with the shots.
No, yeah, right. I've seen this.
Okay, that's a bit of the evidence. You want to be able to say kedusha. You want to say kedusha. And the shots go so fast, and you can't go so fast. So you want to start early. Okay, so a lot of things we do are not ideal. You're putting yourself in a situation where you can't. All right, listen, everything has to be balanced.
But in that situation, you could answer a man.
No, you're Milosh Shmoneh Esrei.
No, if you start the Shmoneh Esrei,
you're a Milosh Shmoneh Esrei.
You're behind the curve.
You're ahead.
No, you're ahead.
You're ahead.
You go ahead. I've seen people where they start before because
they can't keep up. They want to say Kedusha, and the shots go zip. 18 minutes. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. There are minyanim that take 18 minutes, the whole shachs from beginning to end. 18 minutes. 18 minutes. You can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Don't have him there if you can't say the words that fast. There are people that can say those, who can say it. There are yechidim that can do it. I read recently, I was blown away. I read recently in Ani magazine 2 weeks ago, they had an article about people davening very quickly. This is just to mention Erech Agav, and they quote the Guinness Book of World Records. I didn't memorize the statistics. I did not memorize the statistics, okay, the numbers. Maybe I'll go back and I'll look it up and I'll come and I'll tell you. But they quote chapter and verse, Guinness Book of World Records, the person has a record for saying the most number of words per minute. And they tell you the statistics. And then the person went and he counted the number of words there are in the Shmona Esrei. And then you go to shul and you look at the average person who recites Shmona Esrei, watch even the Shlech Tzibur. It turns out, he says, he does all the numbers. And most of us, we break the Guinness Book of World Records multiple times a day. So why aren't we recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fast? It's a mitzvah. It takes the fastest person in the world, has the record, can say a certain number of words per minute, can enunciate the words. Shmona Esrei has X number of words. How long does it take you to say the Shmona Esrei? Whatever it is, do the math. That means you deserve to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. So how do you explain it? I don't know.
Something I see.
Hebrew is the
one. There's always an answer.
Something I see. I'm going to say Sedah Lono. Someone is going to say Shalom.
Berachas Hanoisin Lasech Vivina. That's why Baruch, we still have Chazar Sashatz. People think, what do we need Chazar Sashatz for? Today everyone can read. Whole Chazar Sashatz only instituted for people that don't know how to read. They need something to be mitzvah. Today everyone knows how to read. So you don't need to go to the average shul, everyone knows how to read, Baruch Hashem, most of the time. So at least to a certain degree, at least one person supposedly is saying every single word of the Shmona Esrei. So Chazal were very clever. They knew in certain kufis, people. So at least the Shatz is saying the Shmona Esrei on behalf of all of us. We answer Amin with Yotze with his Shmona Esrei. There's something to it. Birchas Hanoisein Lasech Levina. Let's go further.
4 minutes for Amidah.
You may not make that brach until dawn. That is on page Mem test, the second page. You may not recite the brach. What is lasech? Lasech is a tarnagol. It's a creature. It's a creature chicken. It's a rooster. Lasech levina lo yivarech ad sheyoyer hayom. I once saw a very bina. What is bina? I once saw a beautiful interpretation. We think that the sechli, the rooster, it what's the word? The noise it makes it. There's a certain word for it. What?
Croaks?
No, there's another word.
Croaks?
The crow. The crow. It crows. It crows. That's it. It crows when it sees the rays of dawn. So the experts tell us that's not true. It crows before the rays of dawn. And that's what it means, bina. What is bina? Maven davar mitoch davar. The crow is so wise, the bird is so wise, and the rooster has such expertise, it's able to sense that a few moments later will be alos hashachar. So he knows when it's going to be, based upon calculation, they're very sensitive to time. It's an incredible chokhmah sabayre creature. From yesterday, he knows the whole cycle of yesterday, today, or how time works. He knows when it's going to happen, and therefore he crows a moment before. Incredible. It's not that it's not his eyes, his sight. It's in the mind. and he crows before. And that's what it means of Sudifa. When you hear him, that means in a moment it's going to happen. The rays of doors are. And that's why it's called Bina. He's Maven Dovar Mitoch Dovar. It's not his das. Oh, look at that. There are the rays of the. I have a great insight. Bionic, the bionic man, special insight. I can see what you can't see. No. It sees nothing. It's all in the mind. I know it's going to happen in a few moments. I crow now. Maven Dovar Mitoch Dovar. A sense. It's a fifth sense. It's a sense that we're not familiar with, and that's why it's called Maven Dovar Niflois. Niflois, and it's the first bracha. You know, when you think about it, it's the first bracha. Notice Masech Levina. It's an incredible bracha. That's really what life is all about. It's we should halavai. We should imitate the bird. We don't see anything, but we know. We have emuna, we have insight, able to detect when things are going to happen. So you have to, now you not make this bracha until, now we don't hear crows, we don't hear roosters in our city, but you're not allowed to make this bracha until it is Alois HaShachar, so consult with your local app to tell you when it is Alois HaShachar to make that bracha. Next, Birchas Poikeach Irim Yochel Gam Sumu Levarach, and blind men can make the bracha, but why? Other people provide him guidance. They provide him guidance.
Between someone who was born blind?
No difference.
Because the one who becomes blind at one time.
No, so there's no difference. La halacha, it could be one of the Rishonim say, it could be it's what you're saying is valid, but la halacha, sak halacha, it does no difference. There is no difference. Marim lo yesaderach. Im kodam, now we have a halacha, we have machlekes, the Mishnah Brura and the Kitzur. Here he says the Kitzur. Im kodam a brach zoykef gufim, kodam sheyiverich matir, so we have two brachas. Zoykef gufim and matir. The first you make the bracha matir asurim. Now that means when you get out of bed, move, when you sit up, we don't do this, we don't make the brachas as we get out, we get up, because our hands are not clean and we don't have kavana. It takes time to boot up, right? How long does it take time to boot up your computer? Kol Shechein, how long does it take time to boot up in the morning? It takes time. So we settle the brachas in one shot in Beis HaKadosh, but in time of Chazal, they had better computers in those days. They would boot up in an instant. So the moment they would sit up, they make the bracha matir asurim. You release those that are imprisoned. Which, in the context of sleeping, it means when you're sleeping, you are. Well, we'll explain you in a moment, a deeper interpretation of what that means. You're incapacitated, so you're asur. Now, when you sit up, you make the bracha matir asurim, and then when you stand up on the ground, you make the bracha zokef kifufim. So here is the problem. Let's say you go out of order. You make the bracha zokef kifufim before you make the bracha matir asurim. So zokef kifufim is more encompassing. It includes that I'm not, if I'm standing, not only am I standing, I'm also have been released from my bondage. I'm no longer. So if you make a mistake, can you recite the bracha Zokef Matir Asurim after you have already mistakenly said the bracha Zokef Gifu? And here he paskins, no, you may not. This is the chumra of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Shuv lo yivarich matir asurim, the kfar nichlal b'zokef gifufim. Shebichlal zakifa sakoyma hi hatoras evarim, included in standing up upright, erect, is the fact that your limbs, the evarim, are called asur. When you're sleeping, they're in bondage. They're not under your control. When a person is sleeping, he doesn't have full control over his limbs. So now that you have said zakef gifufim, you're already certainly included in the bracha of matir asurim. Do this again. What?
Some of us saw Rokal or Salamoyim.
Yeah.
Say any brachas before that.
Yeah.
When you say Isha before God.
Oh, we'll get it also.
You
came backwards. And those brachas are ma'akev. Doesn't make a difference. They have the same issue. When you make a bracha of Shaloyosani Isha, if you say that bracha before you say a Goy, before you say an Oved, because not being an Isha already includes I'm not an Isha, I'm certainly not a Goy. I'm certainly not an Eved. So you're not allowed to go back and say the bracha before. Okay, very so we'll get that. That just goes to prove that it's not because man is better than a woman. It's totally mitzvahs. Because it wasn't totally mitzvahs, because that's separate shmuz. We'll get that a little bit later on. But the point here we have is, according to Kitzur Shnorchi, if you say these brachos out of order, it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah seemingly disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and he mentions another opinion that disagrees, that Matir Asurim is not the same as Zoykev Kefufim, and if you say them out of order, it is okay. He says, L'chatchila, you should not. Someone should be Moitzi you. If you can, you have an option, someone should Moitzi you. But it appears in the Mishnah Berurah that if you don't have a situation, if you're in shul, and there's no one else to be Moitzi you, he holds that you can say the bracha even out of order. Ideally, of course, you should be machmir if you can have someone say the bracha for you and you answer amen. But here is a touchy issue, machlekes Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur. Now, by the way, what does it mean, matir asurim? So I believe Rav David Cohen explains, his many tzom, he has 9 volumes already. Masas kapai. Rav David Cohen has a svarim on perishat sila. Some of the most amazing and brilliant insights into the Nusach HaTzilah that you've ever seen. These are award-winning, Nobel Prize-deserving svarim. 9 volumes. He just put out the 9th volume pretty recently. And I believe there he explains, why do we say Matir Asurim? Because it connects us to the bracha of Hamapil, of Hamapili, that we say at night. When you sleep, it's called Chevlei Shena. What does Chevlei mean? The ropes. The ropes of sleeping. When you go to sleep, so we ourselves in the Nusach of Hamapil describe that we're going to sleep, it's as if someone is taking a rope and tying us down. We're being tied down, our hands, our feet, our limbs are being tied down. Chevlei, the ropes of sleep. So now when we wake up in the morning, the ropes are loosened. It's very good for the daf. Kosher. Daf Yomi is Elik Sharm. So now when you wake up, the ropes Matir Asurim. What is the Asurim? The Chevle Shena. The bracha of Matir Asurim directly corresponds to the bracha of Chevle Shena.
Chevle Mashiach is the same.
What?
Chevlei,
no. Those are the pangs. Birth pangs of Mashiach. So one other idea we should be aware of, Matir Asurim, is Rav David Cohen also discussed this at great length. We say this in Shimon Esrei. Somech Noflim V'rofei Cholim U'matir Asurim. It alludes, he says, to Shiduchim. There's no greater prisoner than a person that cannot find his zivuk. That's what he says. And he brings Rias. He brings a pasuk in, I forgot the pasuk. I don't know, I'm not going to make up a pasuk, I don't remember. But he brings a pasuk, and it's a very deep idea. A person that cannot find the zivug, he is offer. He's like in prison. He cannot connect with who he's supposed to. When a person finds a zivug, the bracha you make is matir asurim. And he says that's the life cycle. What?
Very interesting.
That's exactly why they call it that way, because they're trying to reverse what the reality is. That I think proves the point. Right. You're a free bird. You're freedom. Pump my carrot. Ain lucha ben charem ella. You understand what I mean? So this is a very deep idea. As he said, soymech lavo. So what does it mean? Shimon Esrei. What does it mean? Soymech noflim. It means children. It's very good, Joshua. When having bon olam dinner? Only you have to go blind, be blind not to see the signs. When's the bon olam dinner?
What was it?
Last night. The deadline extended. I thought. I think you still get it again. Okay, it was last night. So he says he also proves this. This is very popular in his farim. There's many essays on this idea. Is that soymech loflim means having children. Because the Gemara says that a woman, even though a woman, according to one opinion, is not mitzvah in priya or revia, in having children. That was the Gemara in Daf Yomi, also not so long ago. Priya or revia, different opinions. A woman has a right to demand that she wants a child, because she needs someone to take care of her in her old age. When she gets old, she's a noifel. She falls down, and she's a chutrali, she needs a staff, someone to support her, to stand her up. So now you have the whole life cycle. What is part of Tchiyas HaNesim? First of all, you have to have children. Someich, a person gets married. So he starts off, he's married, he needs the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be zoich, to have a child. What's the purpose of having a child? Besides all of the great things about having children and your legacy and Olam Haba and so on to say Kaddish, you possibly need a child to take care of you in your old age. Okay, this is the time when Chazal formulated this Chabrachas before the time of social services that we have, Baruch Hashem, in America. Ancient times, in Thailand. What? In ancient times, that was Hashem's social service. Hashem's social service is that the children will take care of the parents. So a person, if he's young and doesn't have children, he's petrified, who will take care of me in my old age? There's no social security check coming in, and there's no senior citizen center to provide meals. Serious business. You need children. So make nofen by giving me a child. Then the child grows, and a child raising children is no easy task. The child has problems. And every person that has problems is in the category of a chola. There are all different types of sicknesses. There are physical ailments, and there are every problem. The roifei cholim, Hashem takes care of the children and develops them and gets them through all of the bumps of life. And then as they get older, they need to get married. Get rid of them. You got to marry them off. Matir Asurin. So Rav David Cohen says that these three expressions really express the life cycle. Having children, raising them, they should be healthy and successful, and then marrying them off, and they should stay married. Out the door of Matir Asurim. So in some degree, when a person wakes up in the morning, what's one of the first brachas he makes? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Matir Asurim. When are you making that bracha? When you look to your side, your wife, or when your wife looks at you. So it's not just that your Matir Hashem was Matir Asurim, that you woke up, that you have been released from the bands, from the Chevle Shena. When you wake up, hopefully there's a partner on the other bed. And that means, Baruch Hashem, I'm not alone. I'm not waking up in the world where I'm all alone. Baruch Hashem, Kinim Eloch Olam, Matir Asurim. You have released me from my bondage. You have provided me with a zivuk hagun. I'm not alone. You wake up, you come to Hakar, there's a Rebbeinu, and you thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for your spouse every single day. Isn't that a great Torah for Hashem Brachas?
Yeah. You know, people who decided to make Aliyah live in Israel.
Yeah.
Would there be a connection if they wanted to listen to the very Torah given here?
Of course. Of course, it's every word of Torah is priceless. Okay, let's go further. Let's do one more
information.
Okay, let's see over here the Shi'arim Semalacha Aleph on the bottom. The Shi'arim Semalacha on the bottom. Aleph Yochanan Gamsum Lebercha Ayin Prim Gadim. The Tum Tum Bad Yeregnis Lo Yarush Lo Yisani Isha. A Tum Tum Bad Yeregnis. Do you not make the bracha Shiloi Osani Isha VeEvshe Shiyarush Osani Kiritzaynoi? Okay, so talking about the bracha, he's going off the topic. He's going about Shiloi Osani Isha. They should make the bracha Shiloi Kiritzaynoi Ayin Brama Uvagin Avram to resolve Sham. The ger, this is a big issue. What bracha does a ger make? Does he make? He's discussing. He's jumping over here to the other birchas hashachar, which the kitzur is not discussing. He's filling in the ger yivarch shasani ger. The malkaim shaloi osani goy. This is what the Magen Avraham that has the Turei Zav says. The ayin sham berhetev. The yesh cholkin v'lo yivarch ela shnei brachas ev. Some say they shouldn't even say the bracha altogether. Just skip the whole bracha. A ger should not make the bracha shaloi osani goy. Should not make the bracha shosani kirit. Should not make the bracha shos. Don't change the nusach shosani ger. However, if not mistaken, that's not the minigoylo. If not mistaken, even though I'm telling you, we have the kids doesn't still talk about this. From memory, I have to go look it up, but the meaning of Olam is that a ger does say Shaloi Osani Goy. Because once he's part of Klal Yisrael, he's part of Klal Yisrael for everything, and Shaloi Osani, I'm no longer a ger. So they're different minhag, different customs. Well, okay, fine. Okay, let's see just one more halacha. Now, by the way, once you mention Shaloi Osani Isha, let's just point out something very important. When you make the bracha Shaloi Osani Isha, this is misunderstood by many feminists. It's not chashalom that women are any what? It's okay. I'm not aware. It's not chashalom that
he stopped saying it as soon as he was nominated for vice president. He told I heard it.
Yeah,
he said what you say that prayer in the morning? He says, no, I dropped it.
Drop which prayer? Shlos Ha'isha?
No, it's not Ha'isha. Yeah.
What does that have to do with being nominated?
He didn't want to lose him.
Immediately after he was nominated.
As vice president?
Yeah. He went on the radio and yeah. heard this. And he said he dropped it.
Why?
Because it offends his sensibilities.
Offensive to women.
Right.
Okay, but it has nothing. That's a terrible mistake because it has nothing to do with women. It has to do with mitzvos, nashim, whether you like it or not. A potter from mitzvah seishasman grama, and eved is also a potter from mitzvah seishasman grama, and men are chayiv mitzvah seishasman grama. And the proof is, if you say shaloya sani isha, you can no longer say shaloya sani oved. But what's the difference? If shloya sani goy, say shloya sani isha, and then you'll say afterwards shloya sani goy. What's the difference? Well, if the whole issue is mitzvahs, a goy has no mitzvah. Zayim is mnei noyach, and an isha has only mitzvah say that are not zman grama. Then it makes sense. Once a person says shloy or sani isha, I'm a chayiv in all of the mitzvahs. So kol shekain, I'm not a goy. But if you're going to say it, if you're talking about it, it's a matter of gender, I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, and I'm not a guy. So hayo luchud v'hayo luchud. If a woman is inferior to a man, so then being a non-Jewish woman is inferior to being a non-Jewish man. Right? So there's no harm in reversing the brachas. Shalom asani isha, baruch Hashem, I'm not a woman. And baruch Hashem, I'm not a guy. Because if I was a guy and a woman, that would be the worst. That would be the worst. So what's so terrible? I'm saying, obviously, since Chazal says no, once you say the bracha, Shaloi Osani Isha, you can no longer say Shaloi Osani Goy. Why? It's because it has nothing to do with discrimination against race or gender. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me more opportunities to serve Him. A goy has limited 7 mitzvahs. An isha has all mitzvahs except for those that are zman grama. So once you say that I'm in the category of now I'm not an isha, that I have all of the mitzvahs, so you've already given shach that you're not in the category of a goy that has only 7 mitzvahs. Then it makes sense. So there's nothing to do. That there's another beautiful word from the Levush. The Levush says, saying the bracha, Shasani, the woman says, Shasani Kiritsono is better, is a higher madrega than saying Shloya Sani Isha, because ideally, it's a very interesting twist on the bracha. Ideally, man should make the bracha, Shasani Kiritsono. It's a much better bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me Kiritsono according to His will. Every single person is unique. You express your uniqueness. Shasani Kiritsono. Why can't a man make that bracha? Because Hashem, when it came to create man, Hashem said to the Malachim, Hashem said, Nase Adam. Let us make man. Hashem said, should we make man? Maybe yeah, maybe no. What do you think about it? Nase. And the Malachim said, no. Hashem pointed his finger, they blew up. Next, Seth, what do you think? No. God. And they'll say, what do you want from us? You want to make Nick? Don't blow us up. Don't point that finger at us. Do whatever you want. Oh, very good. You're my partner. It's Nasa Adam. Why did it say Nasa Adam? To teach man humility. Man should not say, it's me. It's me. I've done everything. You should have some degree of humility. So, if you say she'osani kiritsono, you made me like your will, it's a lie. Because it wasn't only Hashem who contributed, it wasn't only the will of Hashem that contributed to the creation of man. The malachim agreed, they participated. So you can't say that bracha. So what's the next best thing you can say? No, at least I'm not a guy. But a woman, it says there, I don't remember the pasuk, but by a woman it says Hashem's I will make for man. A man looked for a nazer, he couldn't find, so Hashem said I will make for man a mate. So there a woman was made, there was no consultation with the malachim. So a woman can say the ideal bracha she'asani kiritsono. So it's not the pshat that women are second fiddle. Women are first fiddle. It's the man that can't say the ideal bracha she'asani kiritsono that have to make the bracha of shloyasani god. This is not a chassidish rebbe. This is the levush. The levush malchus. The levush would have been Yishar the levush if not for the fact that Shulchan Aruch got ahead of him. We wouldn't be studying his Shulchan Aruch. The Levush wrote a Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a short version, and he said the only reason why I'm not writing the full version is because by a few years, so at the same point in time, and they lived the same time, the Rav Yosef Cairo already wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So it was too late to write the Shulchan Aruch. Someone already cornered the market, but he wrote his version, and yeah.
Does anyone express why these particular brachas are expressed in the negative instead of in the affirmative? Created me a man. You created me a Jew, and so on.
I don't. I'm sure it is, but I don't know the answer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is really
where it comes from. Okay.
The misunderstanding.
Okay, I don't know the answer. I'm sure it's addressed. Okay, we'll stop. We'll take a break.
How many?